here on 2SER on the daily and talking now about tourism. International and domestic tourism in Australia has grown significantly in the past year. Tourists have come streaming in from Northeast Asia, North America, and China, with more than 8 million international tourists visiting our country in the last year alone. While this growth is undoubtedly welcome, a lack of governmental investment could be negatively impacting the industry. I'm joined now by Dr. David Bierman, Senior Lecturer of Tourism at the University of Technology, Sydney, to speak about the matter. Thank you for joining me, David.
Thank you very much for having me, Sam. Good morning to you and your listeners.
Yeah, good morning. And we've seen an increase in international and domestic tourism in Australia. What's causing more people to come to our country?
It's a very good question. Firstly, the increase has been, as you said, is very substantial. It's around about, in terms of international tourism, it's these are the figures for 2016. It's about 11.5% up on what it was in 2015. So that's a very big growth, and it's actually three times the world average. There are a few reasons that people come. Firstly, Tourism Australia and the state tourism boards have done a wonderful job in actually marketing and promoting Australia as a destination around the world, and I think that is an important factor. But other factors which have helped a lot is the fact that our dollar, the Australian dollar, although it goes up and down a bit, is about 25% less than it was a couple of years ago against other currencies, so it makes it a slightly cheaper destination to come to than it was. Another issue is, of course, the perception of safety. With the growth of terrorism attacks in many countries in the world, and we've seen a lot, particularly in Europe and in Turkey, Australia is often seen as a safe bet, and that's actually a very important motivating factor for people when they make their decisions to travel. So safety's been a big issue. And I guess a third issue which has been quite important is really that Australia has actually been perceived as a really attractive place to come to. Lots of things to do, lots of choices, and also too, of course, airfares have never been lower. So there's been a huge growth of low-cost carriers, particularly between Australia and a lot of Asian destinations. So you can get a return fare now to Singapore for about $400 on certain low-cost carriers, and of course that applies just as much as Australians going there as it does for Singaporeans coming here.
And David, what role does government and private investment play in this industry? You mentioned tourism, like advertising, but what yes. else is involved?
Well, one issue which has been a big one and has been really, in a sense, the lack of investment into skills training. So while we've had this growth in the number of people coming to Australia, which has been great, what we're finding is that we've actually got a skill shortage. And we've got a skill shortage now of around about 50,000 people. So we need a lot more people to actually, it's great having the tourists come, but we need the people trained and qualified to be able to provide, to service them. And what's actually happened is because there's been a lot of money cut out of a lot of training institutions, and particularly in the TAFE sector, but not exclusively, is that there's a shortage in the number of Australians who are actually trained to provide tourism services. And that's been a huge problem in terms of making sure that we're giving people the quality they deserve. And government plays an important role there. The other areas that government have been a bit remiss about have been in supporting infrastructure development. So, for example, if you want to build a hotel in Singapore or Malaysia or Indonesia or Fiji for tourists, governments will often provide a lot of financial incentives and support for developers to do that. That doesn't really happen here. We just expect people are thinking, well, it's a good investment they're going to develop, and governments really provide little support to do that. The other area of infrastructure, which is, I think, very problematic, and this is an old issue, it's not something that's brand new, is we've spent in this country probably 30 years talking about whether we should have a high-speed rail link between Brisbane and Melbourne via Sydney and Canberra, which to me is eminently sensible from an environmental point of view, but also to taking the pressure off a lot of our airports, because Sydney-Melbourne is the fourth most travelled air route in the world, and I think Sydney-Brisbane is probably the eighth.
So David, moving forward, will we be, without continuing with this investment, will it become sort of impossible to support the growth of tourism? Because obviously it seems like people are going to continue to come.
Yeah, no, it won't be impossible, but what's happened is that in order to sort of close the skills gap, for example, a lot of Australian tourism-related and hospitality businesses are taking people on 457 visas from overseas. Now, that's great. It doesn't solve our unemployment problem. It's great that they're employing people. I don't have a problem with non-Australians coming around doing the business, but I think ideally, if you're going to provide the proper hospitality, you need as many local people to do that as possible. The other issue too is that there's a very high reliance again on backpackers, or particularly people on working holiday visas. Now, those people come in, they can only work for half of their visa. So if they're here for a year, they work for 6 months. And there's a lot of turnover, and ideally, you know, if you really want the best services provided, you need people, you know, working on a full-time basis or at least a permanent part-time basis. So I'm concerned about the qualitative aspects of tourism service, you know, whether we're talking about people who are waiters or whether we're talking about people who are operations managers or computer programmers in a business. So I think government really needs to invest a lot more, particularly in the training area. So, I know, for example, as a university lecturer, a lot of my students are internationals, and I'm happy to train Chinese students to run the tourism industry in China. But I'd like to also be sure that I'm actually teaching a lot of Australians who are going to be running the tourism industry here in Australia.
Okay, well, that sounds great. Thank you so much, David, for joining us this morning to speak about it.
It's a pleasure, Sam. Thanks for having me.